go. Siskiyou Local Agency Formation Commission is now in session. It's 9 a.m. and we will have the Pledge of Allegiance. Laurel, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And maybe we have the roll call.
Commissioner Mazzoni.
Here.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
I'm here.
Chair Ogren.
Present.
Thank you.
And item three is election of chair and vice chair for 2024. You need the nominations
I'll nominate
for chair.
For chair.
Oh boy.
You don't mind doing it again, do you? I'll second it.
Yeah. All right. Are we gonna have a real vote?
Sure. I'll do a roll call.
We better.
My note says that it maybe doesn't need to be, but we'll go ahead and do that. So, Commissioner Mazzoni.
Yes.
Commissioner Harkness.
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Sure.
Commissioner Ogren.
Sure.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who wants to be vice chair? I think Ms. Harkness should step up to the plate.
I'll second that.
Sure.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll second. You got it? You got the second?
I'll second that.
Okay,
yes.
So let's do that roll call one more time.
Commissioner Mazzoni.
Yes.
Commissioner Harkness.
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
I only did that so she can be reappointed to the at-large position.
That's right.
Yeah,
Chair Ogren.
Sure.
All
now
right.
I can relax.
Not for too long.
For what?
That's right. Okay, we'll move on to approval of minutes for May 9th, 2023.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
So this one, I have a note saying that Mazzoni, Valenzuela, and Ogren, you three are the only ones that can vote on this in particular. So I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Mazzoni?
Yes.
Valenzuela? Ogren?
Yes.
That's unanimously passed. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item five, unscheduled appearances. This time is allowed for information from the public. The Local Agency Formation Commission. No action will be taken on matters presented at this time. A maximum of 5 minutes will be allowed to each person wishing to speak. I see, there is one person for the public.
Agenda. Nope. I'm comment on agenda.
Okay. Moving on. Item six, conflict of interest declaration. Item seven, presentation of documents. All items presented to LAPCO during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the commission should be given to the clerk of the commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking table and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. 8, availability of public records. I think we can pass this right now since we don't have anybody from the public here. Are you okay with that or should we?
I'd like to say that the availability of public records is in the agenda as item number 8 if anybody would like to review it.
Thank you. Item 9, public hearing protocol. We have no public hearing today, so we can move past this.
Yeah, and if anybody does want to review it, it's item 9 on the agenda.
Thank you. Item 10, changes to agenda items and consideration of agenda items to be continued. We have any changes to the agenda?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. New business. Agenda item 1, Siskiyou County LAPCO preliminary budget for fiscal year 24-25. And you are up, Rachel.
Thank you. Rachel, Deputy Executive Officer. LAPCO is an entity that has to have a preliminary budget review followed the next month by a final budget. And so this is your preliminary budget review of next year, next fiscal year, the 2024-2025 budget. There are some items that I have Lisa flag. She is our fiscal manager for community development and for LAFCO here to discuss with you. Just a quick note, it's not proposed as a change for this year, but I wanted to discuss the fact that the city MSR SOIs will soon have to be updated. That's something that happens it's supposed to happen every 5 years. Sometimes we're a little bit behind on that, but we last finalized the MSR SOI for all of the 9 cities in the county in 2021, so it's going to be coming up. When you take a look at the budget, I want you to keep in mind that for the MSR SOI project for the fire districts that we just are working on right now, we had 3 bids for that. The prices on that were $125,000, $113,700, $172,800. That is a big jump from what it was in 2016 when we last sent out RFPs for the city MSRs and SOIs. That one, we had $69,000, $16,500, which was a significant underbid, and then $99,300. The time before that, in 2010 that we got bids, we had results of $77,400, $33,200, which is from the same individual that had the $16,500 the next round, and $95,000 and $70,000. So we're looking at in the hundreds for, or at least 100 something for this next round of city MSRs, SOIs. The cities and the county, they contribute a combined $30,000 to our budget each year. So keep that in mind as something that will likely need to be addressed next year in order to continue funding MSR SOIs in the future.
But we do have a balance in the...
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, we currently do. Lisa? Do you want to take the mic? I don't know if it works, but you can try.
So there were just a couple call-outs for the budget. We do have the remaining balance for the RSG contract and the amendments coming up. I did put $5,000 in for next year just to give us a cushion in case they don't finish it this year. That can obviously be adjusted within the next month and or when we do our mid-year budgets in September, November area. The other call out would be we did get a credit for the cost allocation plan. This covers the county council fees and the auditor fees, and it should be a reflection of 2 years prior is what I was told by the auditor's office.
Do we have any questions from the commissioners regarding the budget?
How are we going to cover that $172,000 if we only have 59 available?
So we have 59 available, but next year we'll have an additional 30. And then we will continue to at least get 30 each year after that. However, my recommendation is going forward, we're going to need to adjust that upwards in order to cover costs for those studies. Keep in mind that when we do the RFP, it's not something that we immediately pay out as soon as the RFP goes out. It's a process that takes quite a bit of time, and then the MSR SOI studies and reports actually take quite a bit of time. So we probably have about 3 years before we would have to pay that full cost, at least 3 years before that would need to be fully paid. So that's something that I think that we will need to address for sure. But I think for this year we're okay.
So looking forward, we're going to have to start begging for more money from the county and the cities, perhaps.
It wouldn't be begging for more money. It would be telling them how much they owe. Because that we have to fund what we do. And that's part of that is telling them what the bill is.
I would say this, because this goes back before your time, Supervisor Urban. There was times when we didn't bill the city and the county because we were flush with cash. So yeah. I think we've done prudent management. So go back to say, now we need a little bit more, and we're not talking huge amounts.
Right, and we've done that before, just deferred that cost.
Yeah, it's not going to be, I would call it, say, significant to the overall cost.
Right. Yeah, and I
so
know that
we'll
we've
have
done
to
that.
We'll have to take a look at what we might recommend to you guys to adjust that in the future. But at this point, this is what our preliminary budget is for 2024-25.
In that cost though for each city, would do you have an idea of what approximately that may be for each city to have to?
I don't.
It's a ratio. It's not a flat rate.
Right.
Depending on population.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Each city. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, so the county pays half of that $30,000,
right.
And then the cities divided pay $15,000, but
pay
I don't know what
sure.
the breakdown specific
that's,
is.
It's based on population. It's,
yeah.
It's,
that's what I wanted to
yeah.
make sure.
And so I would just say I would rather be ahead of the curve to raise,
right.
knowing that this is going to be, because instead of trying to give it to them all at once, even though it's probably only going to be a few thousand dollars
right.
here and there.
We all have to pay our fair share.
Yeah.
So are you saying for this year, for the 24?
No, go moving forward.
Okay.
You're going to look
okay.
at how it's going to play out.
It also, I would consider letting everybody know that that's coming, so we don't just dump it on them at the beginning of the budget year.
Yeah.
You know, just give everybody a heads up that starting maybe next year, there's going to be an increase.
I will.
So,
we have to send them a letter notifying them of the preliminary budget, so I'll add a line about future costs will be increasing.
Slightly. Slightly, not significantly.
Yeah, right. Reasonably.
So
yes.
It'll essentially yeah. need to be a double, basically, to cover that bill.
I don't know that I was going to recommend doubling it, but we'll analyze it.
Well,
in
it
the
might
future.
Be incrementally over that, you know,
yeah.
5-year period or whatever it is, so that
yeah.
you know, city managers and budget people all have an idea of what that's going to look like.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Well, if I recall, whatever we're paying is just—it's just a flat amount. It doesn't change, so I think catching up with the times is probably because this is significant MSR from what we paid before to what's going on now. It'll only go up, not down.
It definitely has been low. I was looking at prior budgets, and it actually probably about 8-10 years ago, it actually dropped. They actually reduced the cost because they had so much money at that time. But now at this point, we're costs are increasing for those studies, so we need to address that.
It's happening all across the board with, you know, every city has infrastructure issues and everything else, and all these bills are going up everywhere, and it's just one more thing that we have to look at. It's unfortunate, but it's just
true.
The cost of doing business. Yeah. So,
okay.
Any other questions about the budget?
After what I was looking for.
Okay. We need...
public comment is next on the agenda.
Oh, yeah, right. Let me get back to that. Questions, comments, public comment. Item C. Anybody have... public comment? Commission discussion? I think we've done that.
Move to approve.
There we go. I'll second it.
I'm sorry, who second?
I did.
I'm going to do a roll call vote if there's no further discussion. Commissioner Mazzoni?
Yes.
Commissioner Harkness?
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yep.
Chair Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you. It's passed.
Okay, agenda item 2, Siskiyou County Fire Protection District's budget increase for municipal service review and sphere of influence update. I would bet Mr. Vella has something to say about that.
So, if you're ready for a staff report, I can give a quick summary of this. We have been diligently working on this project over this past year, and we have made significant progress. However, in order to get to that level of progress, it required quite a bit of extra time on the part of our consultant and Chief Bella to get the districts to respond. It was really a struggle. I would call, I would email. It was a lot of effort, and then once they finally did actually have the interviews, they were really interested in giving all the answers that they could, and the interviews ended up lasting a whole lot longer than they were anticipated. As part of the project, we had the contractors do a GIS map for us of the districts and the proposed boundaries, what they currently are, what they might want to be, what the sphere of influence currently is, what that sphere of influence might be best to look like. And we ended up utilizing that GIS mapping layer a whole lot and did a whole lot of edits. We used it in the interviews. The TAC used it quite a bit. And the time that they allocated in their budget for that map was less than what we ended up doing, and they still need to have some edits done to it to finalize this project. So because of that, they are asking for an increase in their budget. I recommend approval of this. I think it was well deserved, and it's a legitimate increase. As you can see, we have Chief Fella here to to give you his input on, as being a member of the TAC, as to why that why it took more of the contractor's time and energy and budget than anticipated, but I'm recommending approval of it at this point. Get this project done.
Any commission questions at this point?
No.
What was the overall budget to begin with? Was this
113?
113. Okay. We still have like 8,700 left in the in the original, and then they're asking for another 15,000, so it's increasing it to 128,700.
When's the last time that was this set? It's 113. Has it been there for 5 years? I mean, what? When's the last time they even got a raise, or we had to go do something like that?
So 113 was the amount that they proposed in their RFP, and it never has changed since. Since they proposed it until at this time, when they came to the end of their budget and they were looking at what they needed to do in order to finalize the project, and they realized they were going to come up short.
Okay. So is the $15,000 covering the work that they've already done because of the extra meetings and the GIS work, or is this $15,000 to cover work to get them to the end of the project?
I believe it's to get them to the end. They spent extra time that wasn't in their budget that we have paid for already out of their original contract. So the GIS work, though, that still needs to be done, that obviously has not been paid for. It is something that would be extra on top of what the what they already proposed for that.
It'd be on top of the $15,000?
No. The 15,000 will cover what? The completion of this project.
Thank you.
Hey, that was the part in the report that I wasn't quite sure about. Are we covering what they've already done, or are we covering what they're going to do to get to the end of the project?
Yeah,
because I don't want them to come back and say, "Oops,
no,
we've done a little bit more. We need a little bit more."
I think that even if I don't think that they would say that at all, but I think that once we get over this hurdle of getting them that extra money to finalize it, they could use it. And even if they used it and we got their work product, we would still end up being able to give you guys something, because they're so close to the end right now. It's just needing to get that over that little last little bit to get them to completion. So we hopefully will be seeing them this fall, and you guys will see what they've been working on, and I've been pretty happy with their work product.
No, I appreciate the extra work and their ability to do that, and their willingness to put that time and effort into getting it to land the plane. And I know that, you know, you guys really need this. And the fact that you've wanted to put the extra time and effort into making sure the product is worthwhile, and you have a lot to say about this, and it's necessary. So I don't have a problem with the extra money. I just want to make sure we're putting it in the right place.
And I would like to add that this is not something that's specific to the fire districts as far as the lack of response when we did the city MSR SOI. We had the same problems, and so it's not unique at all to this particular project. It's I wouldn't even say it's unique to our county, but unfortunately, you know, when people they don't know call them, they don't respond. So it took a lot of local contact to get them to respond, because the contractor was not able to get any responses, or not any, but a lot. And also, we did, you know, this project has been going on for a year, and to give you an example, Mount Shasta, they were they called us up or emailed, I don't remember which, and they were saying that they hadn't been contacted for the interview. And we're like, yeah, we contacted you. And it turned out that they had changed who their chief was. And so the new chief hadn't been contacted. So then they had to re-review everything and make whatever their recommended changes were. So it's been a process for sure. But we have a good product. The admin draft is really nice. So I think you guys will be happy with it once you review it. But as you notice, we do have Chief Ella here for you guys if you have any questions or comments, or if he would like to make any questions or comments during the public hearing portion of the project.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Moving on to public comment.
Well, good morning. So at the Chief's meeting, some of the stuff that was definitely talked about was some of it, the GIS portion of this project was actually probably the best part of this project. Was by far one of the most best things that I think we're going to utilize at it. Pretty much almost the only thing we're going to use out of it. So some of the reasons that it was long or people didn't want to comment or certain things, that the feedback that I got just Saturday and even throughout the process, because there was times where they couldn't reach out, and so I would have to call each individual person because I know them and tell them, hey, you need to contact this person, they'd call them back. So with that though, is the first rough draft that they put out, it was, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but at the same time, it's gotta be said that it's not good stewardship of public funds of the product that we're getting, unfortunately. That's just everybody's opinion at the Chiefs Association. The last MSR we had was 18 years ago. With them not even showing up once and doing everything by Zoom, not even looking at our facilities and being able to stuff, save things, the cut and paste template that they use, I mean, they're just saving a dollar on the back end. For this, we talked about it Saturday, unfortunately, for $127,000, $25,000, I am sorry, that is just absolutely insane for the product that we are getting for a template that is cut and paste that they use for everybody for this company. The GIS portion, I understand that was a lot of work, and I understand probably that is probably a good portion of the funding, and I wholeheartedly support that portion of it, because that guy was phenomenal to use. And the people were great, they were good, but the template that they used, we found misspellings, different city names put in it, and everything else, and different departments, and you know, it's a cut and paste, I get it, it's a business, it's what they do. But for them not even wanting to come out in person, there was no travel cost in this, still for that money is, we could do something better, and we talked about that. And next time we look at this, that is something we probably going to want to do. The wording that they used in there, I was never even contacted. I was contacted a bunch by them, but I was never asked for budgets. So the budget stuff that they had in there for each individual department was wrong. They're using the federal census stuff instead of asking for departments. I gave them finally 3 years audits, but instead of them changing the budget number that they had, they said, well, the fire chief has this, but this is what we say, but the fire chief, this is the actuals that they have. Why they even have the two templates in there, lots of wording that didn't even make sense. There's certain things in there that they said for every single district, cut and paste for everybody, said that your budgets are sufficient for operations that you're doing in every single department. And we went back and said, it still says that, and then in the next paragraph below, the chief disagrees with this and does another split. It's like, what's the objective of this MSR? If this was to actually go to the public and they read this and they don't read it thoroughly for their department that's covering that area, that's the issue. Like, oh, well, their budget's fine. So we go to a tax measure and they read this piece of paper saying, oh, this says that this big, huge review is done. How does that look, you know, to our public? And which one, most of us are trying to go for measures. And it's just, there's lots of things in the report that just aren't true. Numbers, call numbers that they're getting, we kind of figured that part out because of the way the CAD is, that the numbers that they had to pull from, and they can't tell us the difference between our mutual aid calls. And that's a thing that we're working with in CAD, and they worked with other departments to try to figure that out, to try to figure out those numbers, because they're not real numbers that they put in there. Like for us, it's showing we respond to 320 calls a year, when we responded to over 500 and something calls a year. So there's lots of discrepancies in there, so it shows that our workload is not as much as it truly is. And so we had a chance to fix those, and some departments did. Some departments looked at it and want to throw it in the trash. It's just, and departments aren't going to use it. It's kind of just frustrating to a lot of the chiefs, and that was their frustration. They just wanted me to at least say and make sure that you guys are known to that. It's just, the whole thing comes down, and they said, what's the objective of the MSR? What are we doing this for? What's this roadmap that we're supposed to have? Some of it does say, well, I should say at the beginning it didn't, for the consolidation piece. It says that it really doesn't talk about, it doesn't get into the weeds of the consolidation like we were hoping for. We were hoping for a little bit more. They did listen to us, but a lot of the things that we said when we got the report back, and I had to review mine 3 or 4 times, it still, the verbiage wasn't in there that what we talked about. It's like, we talked about this. Why isn't this in there? Like, this is specifically what we asked to put in there, and it wasn't in there. So it's just kind of disheartening for some of that portion to be in there. Once you read it, it's very long, but once you start reading it, in every department and the departments that I know very well, I go through and look through, it's cut and paste for everybody. It says the exact same thing, maybe change the name of the department, and maybe a sentence or two of something different. So it's like, how much time are you guys really spending on this? Like $125,000 worth? Are you kidding me? Like, that's just, it's crazy to see that. But like I said, hopefully most of that is the GIS portion of it. That portion is great. The SOI is great. The numbers that we kind of looked at, and that part I think is amazing. It's just the verbiage and the thing that's in the report that's not that well. But the SOI, that the sphere of influence stuff, that is great. And the GIS stuff is absolutely amazing. And we will utilize that, and that will help us push forward in certain aspects. But that's where we're at. So any questions you got?
I would like to add that the MSR SOI has statutory requirements for what's
Thank
in
you.
It.
Thank you. I was going to bring that
so
up.
So it does look cut and paste because it has to have certain things in it. So and it does look like that. Yeah. And they did have errors where they had obviously copied and pasted from other fire departments. It's required to be in there. So we did correct the errors that we found. I wasn't aware that they were not including specific language that you guys had asked for. So we can edit it and make sure that everything is in there that you would like prior to presenting it to the commissioners. You mentioned some of the reporting that we don't have the accurate numbers on. I actually have been in contact with CAL FIRE regarding their reports, and we were going to add in some information that we could glean from their reports to get more accurate response records. I talked to Chief of the South Wairika, Bernie, and talked about the differences, just like Chief Fellow did, between what they currently are keeping for reporting for their records on response versus what they would like to see, and they're changing their procedures. So that way we can get the data we need to be more accurate in the future.
Yeah, and they've been, and you guys, she's been absolutely amazing to work with, I can say that. It's just, she's always been amazing to work with and always willing to listen to us. It's just some of the people, sometimes there's some lag and stuff like that, but, and I understand there's certain things that gotta be in there, but like you said, it's the whole verbiage. And like, South Wairika's thing was, they're saying that they have a 17% vacancy rate within their district, which it's like, no. I know of 2 vacant homes, a lot of them, they went door to door just this past year and selling tickets for the fundraiser, and they knew that they only had 2 homes that were completely vacant. So it's like, understand that for them it's easier to pull something off the census data, but if we come in, I can tell you, hey, this is different, and it doesn't get changed. That's kind of the issues. And in those conversations, they're taking down notes, and we're speaking fast, and sometimes things get missed in certain things, and meetings go long. And there's, like you guys know, there's probably 5 departments that are very responsive, and then you got the rest of the other 24 that are not. So,
which is why we have to increase the budget, because there wasn't a proper response.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
Oh, I get it. Trust me. I've been doing this 24 years, and I've, when I was running OAS, certain things, the cities and CSDs, it's hard to get a hold of sometimes. It's like, hey, we need to talk, like, we got to communicate. And sometimes those people don't like to communicate, and it's frustrating. I get it. I get both sides of it, so fully understand. But
I would also remind you the previous municipal service review that goes on a shelf recommended consolidation, and that's never happened.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think maybe looking forward how we improve the process. It's like you mentioned, it's a requirement that we have to do this.
Yeah.
So,
and it, yeah, I
agree. And we're at the whims of who's going to put in for the RFP.
Oh, I'm fully
and you can
aware.
See the well, previous conversation, the costs are going up, they're not going down.
Yep.
So maybe moving forward, we need more participation by all parties to be ahead of the curve and put in the requirements for in-person type things.
As long as the stuff that we're communicating the first time we have a meeting, and they're doing that thing, we'll save a lot of time on both things.
I would also say this is the first time I've heard of this. So why is that?
Don't know.
I didn't hear from any of my local fire chiefs that we're having an issue.
Trust me, I hear from them all the time. So
what I'm saying is you talk about communication.
I agree.
We're the decision makers. I did not hear about this until right now.
I'll tell them to make sure they reach out to the politician, let them know. So, easy peasy. Whether they do, they don't. Lots of people don't like to ruffle feathers. There's only a couple of us that do and actually step up and say things that need to be said when they need to be said.
Well, and I appreciate you saying this. Yeah. Jason, I appreciate you saying this, but I've been involved with this too long to see this.
I agree.
I have always been frustrated with municipal services reviews, but we pay a lot of money and they sit on the shelf.
I agree.
And I'm going back to consolidation. That everyone at that time agreed.
Yep.
Ask Bernie Paul, he would tell you that.
Oh, I know. We talk about it all the time. Yeah. If it wasn't Herman and I trying to steer things in the direction that we're trying to steer and get most of it done, a lot of it, unfortunately, wouldn't get done. But, you know, that happens with everything. And everything in politics and in government itself, you've got your front runners that do certain things, and you've got people that don't want to do things. And
how many of your chiefs showed up for this meeting? Everybody in there?
We had 10... 14 chiefs, I believe, the last meeting.
And how many chiefs are there?
28.
Was Weed there?
Nope.
That's what I want them to know. Thank you very much.
I take that back. Brian Carter was online, but he was online in between his personal stuff he had going with T-ball.
But Chief Duncan wasn't there. Okay, that's all I need to know.
I couldn't tell you the last time Chief Duncan was there. Chief Carter was. Chief Carter's very heavily involved in the Chiefs Association.
Yeah, I know.
I'll leave it at that.
That's stuff I did right there. Perfect.
No problem.
Well, and I go to almost all of the chiefs' meetings, and when we sit around that room and there's anywhere from 8 to 15 at most of those meetings.
The same chiefs, correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty much been the same chiefs
for 20 plus years.
And you know, these kind of conversations come up, and usually it's the same few that have the same conversations over and over and over again. And I will tell you, I'm pretty much the only supervisor that goes to the chief's meetings. And I try to be as engaged as I can, and I will show up at South Wairika every chance I get to, you know, have conversations with Chief Paul, and I talk to Jason every chance I get. And they know they can call me any time to, you know, I try to stay engaged in this stuff. So, I mean, it is a two-way street. We have to make sure that we're just as engaged as they are. So, it's not all on you.
No,
and I'm not trying to put it all on him. I do reach out to my fire chiefs down.
You know, so yeah. I'm just saying that it's good for us to be able to reach out and, you know, let you guys know that we're available anytime you want to pick up the phone and call or you have an issue. Come at us.
And I know Brandon and Michael from my areas, my two areas are the same thing because I'm split. Yep. So, yeah, I get it.
It's nice to sit around that table because that conversation, when somebody starts, it generally heats up.
It can snowball, yes. It can snowball. And some of them don't, you know, I get frustrated too because I'm like, there's certain times things, people come to me for certain things, just like an OAS and that. I can say something, but it comes better if it comes from you. Like, I get it. Like, I understand. But fill out the request form or do whatever with anything. It's just like, I understand, but you've got to go to them. It's not, to me, it's not that hard. You just got to take that step, and some people don't.
But I think moving forward, this is a really onerous process. This
yes,
is
oh yeah, 100%.
It's nasty no matter how
correct.
We go about this.
Yeah.
But there are things that we can take away from it next time. You know, that's a lot of money to spend on a product. Yes, the GIS part of it is probably amazing, and that's something that we can really utilize, not only just for you, but for a lot of the county. But to have a group not even step foot here, you know, and not even walk the area, even though they've got a product, they know, you know, that, like you said, cut and paste, they've done it for everybody.
Yeah.
But we need to look at that a little bit more closely. I think that's a lot of money to have a, an organization come in here, a contractor, and not even step foot in the county to produce a product. So I think moving forward, we need to look at that a little bit more closely.
Yep, I agree.
Anything else for us, Jason?
Anything else for me?
Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Okay, any more conversation from the commission?
Yeah, I have a couple things. I can't remember how many. Do we have to turn this out to bid again? Did we only get how many sort of proposals did we get when we selected this?
We had three originally, and we picked the lowest cost. Just as an aside, I don't think any of the three included on-site visits.
Okay.
So,
so it's kind of on us to build that in the future, I guess, right? I guess my comment is, you know, as I work with a lot of government contracts and that sort of thing, and that's a pretty reasonable expense. I mean, kind of considering the length of time and the amount of outreach, and so I guess personally I'm not sort of feeling like it's an extraordinary expense. I'm looking forward to the draft, you know, because, you know, we haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment on any of the contents until we actually get a chance to look at it.
And I think moving forward the next time would be to have at least one on-site visit. It checks the box, they can, with the chiefs that'll show up, have the conversation and move on.
Yeah.
A lot of this is going to be, it's straightforward stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they still haven't consolidated, so there's not going to be much change.
So this process is a step towards what has to be done statutorily in order to change the boundaries. So even though it looks like it's just a paper and it gets put on the shelf, it opens up the districts to the opportunity and the eligibility to modify their districts and their sphere of influence. You can't modify a district unless you have an MSR and SOI within 5 years.
Right.
So this is the first step in that process.
So potentially that will result in some additional revenue, you know, with expansions of sphere of influences, that sort of thing, but potentially.
Okay. Well, if you're going to cut and paste, at least do it correctly.
Yeah.
Or look over your work, because that's a pet peeve, that's sloppy for me. I don't like that. That doesn't show me much incentive on what you're doing. You're getting paid, but you're not processing. That's not a good thing for me. It never has been. Cut and paste.
Well, I don't recall who the outfit was, per se. It was the principal doing it, but if it was any size outfit, they probably had their lowest level doing a municipal service in Siskiyou County as compared to being a municipal service review in Alameda County, right? It's
right.
Just too big. It requires more effort. So we're going to get the entry level, the, you know, that kind of stuff.
I did have a couple of companies contact me that do this type of work after they found out we were working on it and asked to be added to our contact list. So
good.
I do have a couple more people or companies that were very interested in working with us in the future.
Too little, too late. But
I know.
It's nice to have.
Well,
moving forward,
I mean, this could, going back to the budget thing, all the more reason to increase the cost so we can afford, because when you put in requirements, that cost is going to go up in an RFP.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, okay, can we move forward, please?
We can. Okay, we have our discussion. We're looking for a decision then.
Staff recommended, right? Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Let's have a vote.
Let's do roll call. Commissioner Mazzoni?
Yes.
Commissioner Harkness?
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Sure.
Commissioner Ogren?
Aye. Moving on to agenda item number 3, appointment for member at large commissioner. We are looking for Laurel Harkness' position as Siskiyou LAFCO expires on May 6th of 2024. On March 28th, staff received a letter of interest from Ms. Harkness indicating she wished to continue as a member at large commissioner.
Move to reappoint.
I'll second that.
There we go.
This is a voice vote?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes, aye.
Aye.
No one left to oppose, so it passes.
Vice Chair.
Yeah, Vice Chair.
After the fact, isn't it? Okay, we have items for discussion and direction, miscellaneous, future meetings, next regular meeting, Siskiyou LAFCO is scheduled for Tuesday, May 14th at 9 a.m.
Are you anticipating having a May 14th
meeting? That meeting, we need to approve the final budget, so yes, if you can please make a note to attend, I would appreciate it.
It'll be a 9 o'clock meeting?
9 o'clock, okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Right here. And we have correspondence. Have anything on file anywhere? Nope. Staff comments? No. Commission comments? From anybody? None? All right, we're going to move to adjourn at 9:41.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a longest meeting.
Well, they can't all be short.
No,
they
can't. Last one I looked was 15 minutes long.